Welcome back to the News Hour. Today, usually we do this on Fridays, but a little bit different schedule. Today, a Clergy Corner installment. So glad to have Reverend Beth Maynard with us from Emmanuel Memorial Episcopal Church here in downtown Champaign.
I am delighted to be here with you.
First of all, wanted to just start with a tough experience the church went through in a fire.
Absolutely.
It was less than a year ago.
Yes, it was within late January was when the fire happened, and it was an electrical fire that caught in the roof of our rectory, our former parsonage. Blessedly, we were not really very actively using that space except for storage. Nobody was hurt. Not a whole lot of damage, but we did, as work began, we had some structural issues revealed, so it's been a bit of a long process, but things are moving along, and we're excited about having that building rehabbed now and kind of available for mission and available, we hope, to the community as a meeting space and maybe even some rental space.
So it seems that the event sparked, pardon the pun, something good out of it.
Yes. And, you know, my theory is that that's kind of God's modus operandi. He takes bad stuff and turns it into good stuff. And we've certainly seen that in Emmanuel.
Reverend Beth Maynard is with us, Mother Beth, as you're referred to as well, from Emmanuel Memorial Episcopal Church. You serve and worship in the downtown Champaign urban environment. You don't have to drive very far around here to be in a rural setting, but obviously the downtown environment has its own distinctives. How do you try to reach out in a downtown?
Well, it has, you know, it. There are a lot of blessings to being in an urban area. In the book of Revelation, actually, the great climax of history is pictured as a city coming down from heaven. And here we are in the middle of the city, reaching out in all kinds of ways. We've gotten lots of opportunities to serve our neighbors through the Champaign Center Partnership. We've worked with them on things like hosting those trolley tours that happen in the winter. We hosted a forum on homelessness a few months ago that was really a great experience with See You at Home, some folks from the police department. Terrific afternoon. And then I think I would also mention something we've been doing for a long time. You know, there is a large population of folks without an address who don't have homes in the downtown. And for many years, Emmanuel has had a ministry of offering free sack lunches. We do that every single weekday of the year that isn't a holiday, starting at 9 o'clock. If you ever drive past on University Avenue, you'll probably see a line of folks, many of them without homes, some of them just needing a little bit more help to make ends meet, picking up that lunch to take to work with them. And we do it no questions asked, because that's how God loves us, no questions asked.
So what's the experience when they come in? They just say, hey, I need a lunch, and they get one?
Many of them we know, but we do not ask. We don't ask for ID. We don't ask for documentation. It's just free. It's free like God's love. And they line up, and we wish them a good morning and hand them a lunch. And sometimes we'll chat a little bit. Every once in a while, we've done things like we had a nurse member of the congregation who gave flu shots there one time we were handing out lunches. But it's a very simple ministry, and it's a way that lets some of our parishioners who might in their daily lives never meet someone like that get to make those connections.
Reverend Beth Maynard is with us from Emmanuel Memorial Episcopal Church here on Clergy Corner on the News Hour. Episcopal Church, some people would call it high church, a lot of liturgy, a lot of participation, and it's very set. You follow a calendar, a church calendar. There's Book of Common Prayer and all these things. It seems to me, have you noticed a resurgence in all that, a new attractiveness of that, particularly to young people? At certain times, that's been that kind of church setting, forgive me, has been seen as stodgy and irrelevant.
Right. You know? Yes, right. And I think, you know, culture changes and people change. I would absolutely agree with you that we're seeing a whole new interest among folks, I might say under 40-ish, looking at this kind of environment. And I think that's for a lot of reasons. I think they are finding a rootedness and a groundedness in liturgy that might not be there in their day-to-day lives, a sense of like, here's something that goes back thousands of years. It's not just the latest thing. It's also just kind of the diametric opposite of the digital environment. It's very embodied, as you said, very participatory. You're standing, you're sitting, you're smelling the incense, you're taking communion.
There's not an app for communion.
There is not an app for communion. You know, there might be an app for getting your email from the church or for giving or something like that. But no, there is no app for the sacraments. You can't be baptized in an app or receive communion in an app. That's very true. And it's one of the most interesting things to me has been, I think, for some years, the advice to church leaders was make church as easy as possible, as much like the culture as possible. When people come into your church, they should feel exactly the way they feel elsewhere in their lives. And it seems to me that what I see is younger people looking for something that's different than the rest of their lives, that gives them an experience of mystery and beauty and holiness and history that they can't get on Facebook.
Mother Beth Maynard with us from Emmanuel Memorial Episcopal Church. You've been here for about 5 years.
Yeah, in my fifth year.
Yeah. What inspires you? Who do you go to? Are there people you like to read or mentors to help you in helping others?
Oh, that's a great question. I think having a kind of a clergy network, I was talking this morning on the phone to an Episcopal friend who happens to be in the Diocese of Tennessee. We were exchanging our prayer requests and talking about our lives. And I think that's really important. I have two or three friends like that that I try to talk to about once a month. Reading, I'm very, very eclectic. I read folks from the evangelical world. I read ancient Roman Catholic monastics, all kinds of things. I think with the church, the life of Jesus Christ in his church has been very rich over the centuries, very rich over the cultures, and the more we can connect with different aspects of that, the more we can grow in Jesus.
Something you appreciate about your congregation?
Something I appreciate about my congregation is their commitment to be together at the altar despite many differences. We have theological differences in our congregation. We have cultural differences, economic differences. In this age, we're all very aware of our political differences. And I am very proud of Emmanuel that it's a place that doesn't let those things set the agenda, but that majors on the majors and says, we're all drawn to Jesus Christ. We're all drawn to his altar. We can receive his body and blood together, even if we're very different people.
Beth Maynard helps lead Emmanuel Memorial Episcopal Church here in downtown Champaign. Thanks for taking a few minutes to be on Clergy Corner.
Thank you very much for inviting me. It was a lot of fun.
Local news is next.